Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's NOOM.com to sign up for your trial today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchwiz.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today, we're going to talk about the Colorado Rockies and what is the shortest podcast I'll ever do. Now, you've seen the timestamp of this, but I mean, this is, okay. First and foremost, if you're new here, well, I'm going over all 30 starting pitching rotations in the majors through the month of January. And today, we're going to do the Rockies. This is mostly for 12-teamers, and keep in mind, any free agent signings, injuries, trades, all that kind of stuff, I'm recording these in early December, essentially, so I apologize that it's not fully up to date. However, I will have another podcast for all of those transactions and changes and talk about those pitchers who are not on a team currently. Now, the Colorado Rockies, is there any reason you should do this in 12-teamer? No, just don't. Just gonna start right there. No. I can understand in your deep leagues who are the ones that you might be able to stream on a given week, maybe down the road against somebody else. So I'm going to go through it quickly. Kyle Freeland, don't do it. There was a small stretch where Kyle Freeland was good. It was like four games or so where we're thinking, oh, maybe Freeland is something we do. Now, the fastball is still down velocity-wise. The slider and curve are not what it used to be, and it's just like there's nothing there. Germán Márquez, the one that had that amazing stretch, I believe it was 2018, with Zach Wheeler did that too, and then 2019 maybe a little, but was a little bit worse, but we wanted it to be good. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. You know, his sinker, which he throws about a quarter of the time, had a 50% hard contact rate. And yes, the slider and curveball are still good pitches. He's not going to leave Coors. Stop saying that he would. The Rockies have him on team contract for a while. It's a team-friendly one. It's like the best thing the Rockies could hope for to have is a team-friendly deal with a pitcher because pitchers do not want to sign with the Rockies. So they're not going to give up their number one thing, which is Germán Márquez. So yeah, not going to happen. If you want to do one on the road, by all means. But guess what? The pitches are still very bad on the road. So don't do this. Jose Ureña had a 5.01 ERA last year. And you might be thinking to yourself, wait a second, didn't Ureña do well at times? He did because he has an O-swing of 37% on his sinker. And if you have that, I mean, we talked about Cal Quantrill, you're able to go through a game if you just get enough outs on that on a given day. That's how he does those six innings, one-run games against the Dodgers all of a sudden. The problem is that he has a slider, his number two pitch, that comes in at a 53% strike rate. I think that is the lowest strike rate I've seen on anybody's number two pitch, even R.A. Dickey's back in the day. I mean, it's an atrocity. So if he's not getting outs with that sinker, then it's over. That's the story of Ureña. It's why he has a 10% walk rate. I mean, why would you want to do this? It's like rolling a seven in craps or something. Like, yay, we all celebrate when that happens, but why are you betting on getting a seven for your fantasy teams every night? It's just not what you want to do. Same thing with Antonio Sensatella. He had a torn ACL last year. He should be good to go to start the season. But man, guess what? His fastball gets clobbered. 40% hard contact rate with a near 400 batting average allowed. And a slider doesn't miss bats. And there's nothing else. And there will be games, just like Ureña. This is just what happens. They rely on BABIP. And if it goes well, then great. But man, fantasy-wise, don't do this. Austin Gomber is the most interesting one because he actually has a full repertoire. His slider, curveball, changeup should all be thrown more as he throws his fastball 41% of the time, and he should throw it less. He should throw it like 30% because he actually has other pitches. The curveball is this big hook, comes in around like a 60% strike rate. The slider is good. Changeup is decent, and there you go. Just throw those three. Walk more guys than 6%. It's fine. You'll get hit less. You know, instead of doubles and home runs, it'll be singles or equivalent of walks. You know, do that. And keep in mind also the 5.56 ERA that you see from Austin Gomber, that actually isn't that accurate because he had two really bad starts back to back. that you didn't start him for. And that was 17 earned runs in 6.1 innings. You get rid of those, then all of a sudden it's a 4.56. That's all right. That's a little bit closer to the 4 ERA that maybe best case scenario Austin Gomber can be. To me, he's the most intriguing one of the lot, but we're not going to do that. You know, just monitor it. Maybe he does add a tick of velocity on the fastball and the curveball gets better and stops using heaters as much. I don't know. But yeah, no, I don't care. And I, you know, I have to stick in an ad. So here you go. Welcome to the ad break. I'll be right back.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back. You stuck around. And I want to reward you for sticking around. Because sure, I could talk about Ryan Feltner, 5.83 ERA, 141 whip. But what you're going to get right now, I mean, Ryan Feltner had like three, four games or so at the beginning of the year that were kind of interesting. It was maybe doing the Blake Snell blueprint, four seamers up, sliders down. We were maybe intrigued by it. Maybe it was going to be 95 miles per hour, but he kind of settled down to 94 and change. Maybe he adds more velocity to the fastball. We can really lean into that and be decent. But you don't really want to play the high fastball game as much in cores because you'll just get destroyed more. Those flyouts will turn into home runs. I'm gonna do something a little extra for you. Now this is the Colorado Rockies rotation. And what I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna tell you of the guys I just talked about before. If you went through all the other podcasts, who's the one that really is the most interesting so far to me? It's probably Hayden Wesneski is the one I was like, oh, maybe I don't know. I would say in 12-teamers, maybe not so much, but I'm very happy that I have him on my radar in season. I don't know if the Cubs are going to be starting him. Deeper leagues already have him like inside the top 300, which is insane to me. I think that's too high in anticipating that the Cubs don't sign people, which they will. He's interesting. With the Guardians, Savali is so... that curveball's so good. If he can actually get it to 35-40% usage, there might actually be something there with that. We're also inside of the Pitcherless Discord. There's Brandon Pfaadt being talked about again. And Chris Clegg was really in on him, saying that he's excellent. This is actually some really interesting stuff. This is why you should be part of the Pitcherless Discord. You really should get PL Plus. Get PL Pro at the end of the month. Yes, that's what we're calling it. We'll talk about that later. Fastball usage. I'll put it this way. Brandon Pfaadt. Three pitches above a 68% strike rate. Fastball, slider, change. That's really good. This is sent from the minors. And 44% and 45% chase rates on the slider and the changeup. That's insane. That's really, really nice. Has ride on the fastball going up. It's about 93, 94. Sometimes up to 96. But he does elevate, which means that it's the Blake Snell blueprint. Gets a lot of strikes. Has a changeup that he mixes in. It's interesting. This could be something for the Diamondbacks. I didn't really mention him in the Diamondbacks one. And you got this bonus for sticking around past the ad break. So thank you for doing that. You guys got some bonus coverage in this one. But yeah, it's the Rockies. You probably skipped it. And if you didn't skip it, tell me on Twitter, honestly, that you actually listened to this podcast. I will give you know what? If you do that, I'll DM you a discount of PL Plus. Okay? If you DM me that you listened all the way through this Colorado Rockies podcast, I will give you a discount for PL Plus. Just send me a DM and I'll give that to you. Because I think that means that you are a true PL fan and you belong being inside of the Discord. Oh my gosh. All right. But that's it. That's it. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more, of course. That would be the Detroit Tigers. I think that's a little bit interesting. There's... likely going to be some transactions there too, and I apologize for that one in advance, but then the Astros are after that. Oh man, that should be fun. But that's it. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Plus Pitch Podcast. My name is Nick Pollock, and may your bounce below and your strikeouts high.